He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney, and this is your Arrowhead Update for Friday, September 11th. BJ, on Thursday, the Chiefs coordinator spoke to the media, and one thing we've been talking about for a while now is that offensive line with the shifting on Monday.
Yeah, it was Doug Peterson's opportunity to talk about Donald Stevenson moving to left tackle. There's been a lot of talk about Eric Fisher going to right tackle, but Doug Peterson talked about a little bit about what he's seen from Stevenson over the last year and a half.
I just look back to last year and some of the struggles he had, and he went into this offseason with a great mindset, a great attitude. He came into camp ready to go. He was in shape, sort of took the bull by the horns for him. I think it's a rejuvenation of his career right now, and he's playing at a high level. Very happy to see that.
BJ, all throughout training camp, Ramiq Wilson was at the linebacker spot. That's because Josh Malga had been dealing with his heel injury. We kind of got an update on Josh Malga yesterday.
Yeah, we know he's been back out on the field a little bit. He was limited doing some stuff last week, but it was good to see him get back out on the field. And for Josh, the whole thing was physical because mentally we knew he knows this defense. He's been with Bob Sutton a long time. He's the one out there making calls, so he knows what's going on from that standpoint. It was just a matter of him being physically healthy enough to get back out on the field. Bob Sutton said today that he feels like he's back to where he was.
I think he really feels good. He appears to me to be, like he was before he got the little injury, and I think he feels good with it now, and that's a big part of it. So, we're doing pretty good in that area, getting everybody back.
Kind of similar in a sense to Malga, DeAnthony Thomas is another person who's been dealing with injuries kind of all throughout training camp. So he didn't get as many reps. It's that calf issue.
Yeah, I know a lot of people talked about it throughout the preseason. We're worried about him. Obviously, we deal with a calf issue with somebody who's got the quickness and speed. It is something to be concerned about. But it's interesting because I think special teams in particular, and DeAnthony Thomas, is going to be a huge key in this game on Sunday. You look at the Houston Texans. Last year, they gave up 12.4 yards per punt return. It was one of the worst teams in the NFL in that regard. And the Chiefs led the NFL with at least 12 returns of 20 yards or more. So it's special teams is definitely an area the Chiefs have been notoriously good at, and hopefully that can give them that edge in that third of the game on Sunday.
Right, and again, Dave Tobe weighed in.
He looked good in practice. He's looked good in practice every day. He's been out there catching balls and hitting them like we like. So, he's an experienced guy, so he's bringing that year of experience back. So we're expecting some good things from him.
So today the Chiefs will be in shorts and it'll be the final practice of the week. And then on Saturday they'll be getting on that plane to go to Houston for the game on Sunday. For BJ Kissel, I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your Arrowhead Update for Friday, September 11th.